Well, congratulations. You have won a free episode of The Diner. On the air since 1997, cluttering up the internet since 2005, and now available in handy, portable podcast form. It's Friday, March 17th, 2006. Welcome. Where is everybody? The diner is absolutely deserted. There's nobody here. I mean, even at the slow times, there's a couple of guys in the back booth, or there's someone at the counter, there's at least a chef and the cashier and the waitress, but there's nobody here. Everyone's gone. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I was expecting this place to be packed on a day like today. I mean, I was going to come by at noon, but I figured, what are the chances of shoehorning my way through the front door on a party day like today? I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's St. Olaf's Day. You know, St. Olaf, that famous Norwegian saint, whose miracle, I believe, was driving all of the rats into the harbor, whereupon they all learned how to swim. It was an amazing act of adaptation, but a miracle nonetheless. And ever since then, on St. Olaf's Day, people have gotten together and had a party, and the whole, you know, the diner is completely decked out for the party. There's white bunting everywhere. There's a, well, look at the menu. There's lefse, there's lutefisk, and there's nobody here. There's a damn, well, hi, folks. James Lilacs here, alone, at my usual spot at the long boomerang pattern formica counter here at the diner out on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. And if you wanted to come by for the party, you could certainly have a stool. Man. I even wore a little button for the occasion. Nod at me in a non-committal fashion. I'm Norwegian. Of course, you don't have to be Norwegian to wear the button. You don't have to be Norwegian to celebrate St. Olaf's Day. I mean, the whole world is Norwegian on St. Olaf's Day, okay? I mean, I'm not Norwegian. I have no idea what I am, frankly. I'm a mongrel. I'm a mutt, a hot dish, American hash. I used to think that the Lilacs name was Czechoslovakian until I realized that that was actually two countries. Who knew? After they split it, you had the Czechs on one side, you know, the Slovaks on the other. Maybe I'm from the O region. You know, you've got Czechoslovakian. You look on a map, you see that crooked little line between the two countries, the border. That's me. I come from the O. I'm an Oian, I guess. Aside from that, though, I have no idea. Scotch, Irish, Canadian, Madagascar, Venusian, I don't know. Doesn't really seem to matter. Didn't really seem to matter when I was growing up. I did have friends who had various ethnic holidays, saint-based. You know, you had the people who celebrated St. Olaf's Day, and you had the people who celebrated St. Well, nothing really comes to mind. But, you know, that kind of stuff. And they always had the reminders of their ethnic heritage somewhere in their family. When they got together in a big family gathering, there would be some twinkle-eyed old man sitting in the corner somewhere who would speak English in a charming fashion. Broken, fractured, but delightful. A reminder of the old country. And Grandpapa had always brought some big hymnal from the old country that had, all the songs and the liturgies from the old country language. We had no old country. We just had country, for heaven's sakes. It's like we just sprang out of the ground in around 1860 or so. And our ethnic traditions consisted of, well, pretty much watching other people's ethnic traditions. Ah. Well, maybe that's why I love to celebrate St. Olaf's Day. Maybe that's why I came here with such high spirits. Only to find the place deserted. Where did they all go? Well, let's check the jukebox, shall we? There's got to be something about St. Olaf's Day on this thing. Oh, dun, dun, dun. You know, there's even white cupcakes in the menu today with little bits of herring frosting. How can people turn this down? Let's see, there doesn't seem to be very many St. Olaf-specific tunes on here that... Oh, wait a minute, there's somebody pulling in. All right, I knew it. I knew it. Somebody couldn't keep him away from this. They're looking in the diner through the window of their car. Come on in, guys! St. Olaf's Day! Partay! Come on! And they're backing out and leaving. All right. Well, then. A couple of new songs here. They don't seem germane, but This looks interesting. It's a country western trucker song. Not a genre that I'm particularly fond of, but this one is by game show host Wink Martindale. Let's give it a try. F12. How bad could this be? This bad, apparently.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. I guess I've driven just about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home.
It's got a smell by now.
And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I ever drove. I was so proud. I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow.
Beating his pants then, too.
But he wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy. Giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up Go.
Good thing you didn't call it Shiny Pony Butt.
Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone.
Because you've been gone 6 years.
I couldn't find out what happened.
You've been gone 6 years.
Nobody seemed to know.
You'd been gone six.
So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops.
I'll bet you have.
And some of them had kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name, because I'd told them about that little boy of mine and how his first word about the truck was...
Yeah, yeah. Giddy up, go. I heard this. Look, I gotta get back on the road, Mac.
Today, I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black coal.
My penis shrunk.
And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold.
Swallowed my chaw again.
A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy Up Go." Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he had pulled up. I waited till he went in and offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go?"
Some kid I kidnapped.
Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. I lost all track of Pop. Mama said he got the name from me.
Mom is leaving a lot of things out of this story.
Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see.
Men get punched to the truck stop for
less. I took him outside to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so as the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy Up Go."
"You must be my brother."
Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about. And buddy, I felt like a king. Now we've just pulled back on old 66. And he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen.
How I hate him.
Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow.
Turns out they've been painted recently.
As we go roaring down the road, me staring at that little sign that reads, "Giddy Up Go."
Charming song, but I think Wink left a few details out there, specifically about the conversation that he had with his son, such as, "Where the hell did you guys go, anyway?" It's entirely possible, of course, that after, you know, 6 years on the road, 6 years on the road, that he forgot where the family actually lived, and he turned into the wrong street, you know, turned right a block early. He went up, knocked on the door, place looked familiar, sort of. He said, "I have no idea who you're talking about." And he just figured, well, that's it. I guess my family moved away. Meanwhile, up the street, of course, they're thinking, all right, we're going to give him 6 years and a month. If he's not here then, we're hitting the road. And, of course, he missed the window by 2 weeks or something, and the rest was country western history. I would have asked the son, Son, when I was out on the road, do you remember if Mom had any uncles coming by to the house? Was there a steady stream of uncleage while I was about? That witch, that whore. Well, no. Anyway, there you have it, the touching song of Giddy Up Go. And with a name like that on the back of your truck, I guarantee you would be thrashed with a tire iron on general principle at any of the truck stops in America, especially those along Route 66, down which they were barreling, which I believe at the time the song was done was a decommissioned two-lane highway. So apparently there's a sequel to Giddy Up Go in which both trucks run off the road and they both expire in a fireball or something like that. Very tragic. Very tragic. Well, let's see what else. Is there anything else here that can take the taste of Giddy Up Go out of our minds here? Ooh. Well, this looks promising. The jukebox here right under that at F13 has a tune by Lee Marvin. Ooh. Mean. Hungover. Take no prisoners. No BS straight-shooting ramrod-tall American Lee Marvin. His country western song has got to be an awful lot better. What do you say? Look, this is all you're going to get for St. Olaf's Day. I know that the connection between country western music and the saint who drove the rats into the harbor is fairly tenuous at this point, but maybe it'll get people in here. I know some people love that country western genre, and if I can do anything to fill up the diner on this holiday day, well, it's worth a shot. All right, F13, Wandering Star by Lee Marvin. Lee? Anytime. Mr. Marvin, paging Mr. Lee Marvin, please meet your song at the microphone. I give up. He's not showing up.
Seen a sight that didn't look better looking back.
Sorry, Lee. Didn't mean to put you down like a dog like that, but had to be done. And I can only hope that when my time comes, folks do the same for me out of respect for what I once was. You know, even so, I didn't dare do it to his face. I had to go around the counter and shoot the back of the jukebox. I feel all yellow belly. Well, perhaps it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Kills motors, kills motors, kills motors, kills motors. Airwick, Airwick, a great new discovery. Airwick, Airwick, kills kitchen odors quick. Kills fish, cabbage, onion odors, even stale tobacco odors. Every kind of household odor has to vanish quick. 'Cause Airwick kills odors, Airwick kills odors, kills odors.
Sure, folks, Airwick. It's the little bottle with the magic wick that kills unpleasant odors, whether fish, cabbage, onions, cauliflower, or from burned foods. And, of course, in the living room, Airwick keeps the odor of stale tobacco smoke out of upholstery and draperies. And, you know, Airwick is so simple to use, it's like magic. There's nothing to light and nothing to spray. Just uncap the bottle and pull up the wick. Ask your dealer for Airwick, AIRWICK.
Kills odors, kills odors, kills odors.
I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer. You know, one of the things that really chaps my tuchus about the failure of this St. Olaf's Day celebration, the management went to so much trouble, and I don't just mean the bunting and the lefse and the lutefisk and the cupcakes with the herring-studded white frosting. They got hooch. That's right. Actual hooch. Now, you never have liquor in a diner. It's a diner. You have coffee, you have Jubal, you have carbonated beverages, you have weak tea, which the waitress puts together with a desiccated slice of lemon with no great enthusiasm because, frankly, it's a pain. That's what you drink at a diner, but you don't have liquor. Well, they have some. Not really liquor. It's beer. But that qualifies as a spirituous beverage, no? It's not just any beer, though. It's the beer that says St. Olaf's Day. It is beer from which the tint has been removed. It's clear beer. Nothing says Norwegian crisp, frosty refreshment like absolutely transparent beer. And they found some. Here it is. I remember when I was a kid, at the end of the day, they would actually pour clear tint into the river so that the river would be clear in honor of St. Olaf's Day. Of course, it was pretty clear to begin with. The Red River is a fine. It's one of your clearer rivers, frankly. Which is kind of a problem because you see all the stuff at the bottom. And you see stuff down there that might be interesting to get, like a car. There's a car in the bottom, and you can see it, and you're wondering what's in the trunk. What's in the glove compartment? Certainly not gloves. Never found gloves in a glove compartment. But, you know, it's down there, and by the time you get some of your friends together to go take a look, it's October, and the river's frozen over, and why bother? Why bother? Oh, it's the worst coffee ever. Ugh. It's usually so good and strong here. Depilatory strength. Let me pour it into a water glass here. Oh, man. The coffee is transparent. They really made that stuff Lutheran strength. All right, you know, clear beer is acceptable. Clear coffee is not. If you'll excuse me for a second here, I'm gonna grind my own beans to my exacting specifications. Who's going to stop me? Nobody here. Man. I'm going to do everything around here myself today. Hello. Diner. Route 23. What? Speak up. You're going to have to speak up. I can hardly hear you. No. No, there's no one here named Patrick. Sorry. Trust me, I'd know. What? No. We're having a party ourselves. Right, sure. For St. Olaf's Day. St. Olaf's Day. There's nobody here named Pat. Look, you're drunk. Have a nice time. Patrick. Why does that ring a bell? A bell as though freshly struck with a shillelagh. I don't know. Well, while I think about that, let me just punch up a song from the jukebox here at random. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Oh, for heaven's sakes, that's not very St. Olaf-y at all. Here, let me try something else.
I'll get it. Hello, diner. Oh, hi, Patrick. How you doing? Yeah, there was somebody calling for you earlier today. Yeah, I know. No, I told him that you... What's that? Where are you, incidentally? It sounds like there's a lot of fun going on there. Get out. You do not have your own day party. You are not a saint. Come on. What? Saint Patrick. You say there's a saint... There's an actual Saint Patrick? Well, no, I'm trying to get people into the diner here. They were going to have a St. Olaf's Day party, but... What do you mean everyone's at St. Patrick Day parties? Parties? Plural? More than... Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard. Oh, really? You think so? You think if I go to the diner, open the front door, and shout that we're having a St. Patrick's Day party that people are going to come? All right, buddy. All right, okay. All right, you're on. And when you're done there with your nice little St. Patrick's Day party, come by here and we'll have some pie waiting. All right, good to talk to you. I don't believe him. But just to make everybody happy, all right, let's give it a try.
Hear ye, hear ye, O denizens of the highway. The diner St. Patrick's Day party is now beginning with free corned beef and greenish beer for all. Aaron Gobra, huzzah, etc.
Give me another Jameson's. Get a double. Screw the British. You guys are the best friends a man could ever have. I mean that. I seriously, seriously love you guys. I really do. How many fingers am I holding up here? 14. I have 14 fingers. That's amazing. I love my hands. Well, listen, folks, this has just turned out fabulously. This is the best St. Olaf Patrick Day ever. And I'm just going to get to the party here. Well, thanks for dropping by. I'm James Lalix. This has been The Diner for Friday, October... What is it? March! March! I love March. It's the greatest season of them all. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
My buddy, Jameson!
Jump around.
The house don't burn them all.
You might see any caper around here.